Hi, just sat outside the back of CFCP, just enjoying the evening. It's 19:43, and just before their gig tonight, we have Dayfall, Marco and Jamie. Just quickly, lads, where does Dayfall come from? What's the inspiration behind it?
The name came from a tune that I wrote. Didn't really mean anything in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought it sounded, it was a cool name for a tune.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed to come up with a name for the outfit, so we thought that it was fit. I think it was your idea, Marco, to use that particular one.
Yeah. Take the credit.
You take the credit for that one when you mark it. Yeah.
I went online and discovered that there were quite a number of bands called Dayfall out there, but it was too late by that stage.
Actually, you'd already done it, and that was the idea behind it. No, that's fine. And Jamie, you're the sax player.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you sort of get your inspiration from, and what sort of brought you to the saxophone?
Well, I started off playing the flute, which was okay, but a bit limiting in the sort of the range of expression that you can get from the thing. I always wanted to be a saxophone player, but could never afford to buy a saxophone, at least saxophone. So a couple of years ago, I just decided that I would get one, and it was surprisingly easy to play it after the flute. It's the fingering is broadly similar, and if I had the breathing and stuff, so it was just a matter of getting used to playing a single reed instrument.
Yeah.
Very, very easy instrument to play.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously easy instrument to play.
You shouldn't really be saying that.
No. Compared to the double bass, it's a very, very easy instrument to play. It's, there's very little technique required to actually get, what you want, the sound you want out of it. You don't require a huge amount of technique to get the thing to sound good,
mm-hmm.
which is great because I don't have a huge amount of technique. So
That's good. Yeah, but you say you've been playing it for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And where do you want to sort of take it? Is it really jazz standards, or do you want to sort of try more improv stuff? Or
quite like improv stuff. I mean, sort of jazz. The saxophone is always going to be it's always going to be a jazz instrument. It's always going to be associated with jazz. I mean, there are classical players
mm-hmm.
out there, but I mean, people see a saxophone.
Yeah, the immediate sort of.
It's very difficult not to scoop, not to slide up to notes in a very kind of jazzy way. Now that doesn't mean that you can't have classical stuff that has jazz influences,
mm-hmm.
has sort of a jazzy feel to it. But I don't know. I think for classical stuff, for the precision that would be required, maybe another instrument might be good. Sort of clarinet, that kind of area,
mm-hmm.
moving to that sort of electronic mixing with electronics, something would be very interesting as well.
Yeah.
But just for the moment, I'm just play standards, play my own stuff,
mm-hmm.
sort of move towards more classical stuff, mix the two, see where it goes.
That's fine. Marco, the double bass, it's not the easiest instrument either to play or to transport. What was the thinking behind that one?
Well, I was playing the electric bass for many years, not for transport reasons, but just because it was my first instrument. And then I started playing jazz, and very soon I discovered the double bass that is much more suitable to jazz, and that moment I really gave up the electric bass because I found that double bass it's my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that, so I was attending some jazz improvisation workshops in Rome. And I had a chance to play with good musicians over there, so that's it.
Yeah, I mean, but you say it's your voice, and obviously, as you mentioned, that the concert itself, there isn't a vocal part to it at all. How do you sort of portray the idea of your voice coming out in the double bass? Is it just through the notation that you're using, or just do you see it that it really becomes part of you and you're sort of just an element in that?
Well, basically, it's that on the double bass, which thing you miss on the electric bass, is that you have kind of sort of freedom or sort of wider way of expression, because you have a whole world between the notes. That you miss when you're playing with something with frets
mm-hmm.
on the fingerboard. So it's just, I think